咁我哋咧呢一几个月啦，都透过唔同嘅主题去查考同埋明白腓利门书。
So over the past few months, we have been examining and trying to understand the letter or the book of Philemon according to different themes.
今日咧嚟到最后一次腓利门书嘅讲道啦，
And today we have come to the last sermon on Philemon,
都系一个总结。
which is also a summary or conclusion.
咁喺开始腓利门书嘅讲道之前，
So prior to starting on this series of sermons on Philemon,
即其姊妹同埋我咧，都就住腓利门书一啲关键字啦，同埋关键嘅内容咧，都分工去进行咗一啲查考。
So Vicky and I divided the work of studying the keywords and key contents in the book.
对于我嚟讲咧，喺呢段时间透过唔同主题嘅查考，
For me, through studying the different themes and contents,
我能够咧喺保罗嘅字里行间睇得出佢生命嘅深度，
I could see the depth of Paul's life between the lines.
同埋佢咧系几咁用心去写呢一封信俾佢亲爱嘅同工同埋弟兄腓利门。
And how much effort and thought he put into writing this letter to his dear co-worker and brother Philemon.
同时，我亦都发现呢一封书信咧，无论对于正在认识神嘅朋友啦，或者系对于喺主里面唔同年日同埋阶段嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都有提醒同埋应用嘅地方嘅。
I also discovered that this letter has both reminders and applications for friends who are getting to know God, as well as for brothers and sisters who are at different stages in the Lord.
呢个就系神嘅话语奇妙嘅地方啦。
And that's the wonderful thing about God's word.
就系咧，当你去认真实践神嘅话语、主耶稣嘅教导嘅时候，
When you seriously put into practice the word of God and the teachings of our Lord Jesus,
你会发现咧，神话语里面嘅深度咧系超出我哋所想象嘅。
You'll discover that the depth of God's word far surpasses our imagination.
咁当我一路去查考腓利门书，一路去预备讲道嘅时候咧。
As I continue to study this book of Philemon and to prepare for my sermons,
我都会被神话语里面嘅生命咧去触动我自己嘅。
I was often touched by the life within God's word.
都觉得神所赐俾我嘅应许同埋祝福咧，实在系超出我所想所求嘅。
And I felt that the promises and blessings God has given me are far beyond what I could ever ask or imagine.
但系咧，我又觉得我明白得太少啦。
But at the same time, I find that what I understand is still so little.
不过咧，即使我只系明白一个要点啦，
But even if I could only understand one key point,
只要咧我衷心去回应神俾我嘅领受，我发现咧神又会赐俾我恩典能力去进入更加有深度嘅生命嘅领域里面。
As long as I faithfully respond to that revelation God gave me, I find that God would give me even more grace and ability to enter into greater depth and deeper dimensions in my Christian life.
佢都要继续喺我嘅生命里面去动工啦，好让我能够承受更大嘅祝福。
And his desire is to work in my life so that I can inherit even greater blessings.
而呢份祝福咧，唔系净系俾自己嘅，而系亦都能够带俾我身边嘅人嘅。
And the blessing is not only for myself, but that through me, the blessing may overflow to reach people around me.
希望透过今日腓利门书嘅总结咧，就好似系一个森林嘅图画咁样。
So I hope that through today's summary of Philemon, is almost like we're looking at a picture of the whole forest.
咁我哋除咗咧过往咧仔细去睇咗每棵树系点样啦，我哋今日咧都睇下成个森林。
So in the past while, we have been carefully observing what each tree is like. Today, we also want to take a look at the whole forest.
呢啲树之间咧有啲咩关联嘅咧？
What connections are there between the trees?
咁即系话咧，我哋今日都会睇下之前嘅主题之间咧系有啲咩关联嘅。
So that is to say, today we are going to look at the connections between the various themes we've looked at before.
呢啲主题之间有冇一个核心嘅咧？
Is there a core idea that connects these themes?
腓利门书咧喺圣经里面咧系一封比较短嘅书信嚟嘅。
Philemon is a relatively short letter in the Bible.
大家记唔记得有几多节啊？
Do you know how many verses there are?
系啦，系系啦，弟兄系啱嘅，系有25节嘅。
Yeah, so a brother is correct. There are 25 verses.
咁大家咧，如果打开腓利门书去数一数嘅话咧，有冇留意同主耶稣相关嘅词语出现咗几多次咧？
So if you turn open your Bible and count through the letter Philemon, did you notice how many times words related to our Lord Jesus appear?
当我自己去数嘅时候咧，我就发现同主耶稣相关嘅词语咧，系出现咗11次咁多嘅。
When I did the count myself, I discovered that the words related to the Lord Jesus appear 11 times.
咁呢啲同主耶稣相关嘅词语咧，都有唔同嘅表达嘅。
And these words come in different forms.
咁包括有基督耶稣、主耶稣基督、主耶稣主等等。
So these include Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, Lord, and so on.
咁呢、这个数咧，我系根据和合本去数嘅。
So this count is based on the Chinese Union Version.
咁所以可见咧，耶稣基督喺腓利门书里面咧系好重要嘅。
So this shows us that Jesus Christ is very important in the book of Philemon.
而耶稣基督咧系贯穿咗成个腓利门书系列嘅主题嘅。
And Jesus Christ is, his importance runs through the entire series on Philemon.
咁今日咧，我就会从3个方面去分享下耶稣基督咧系点样贯穿成个腓利门书系列嘅主题嘅。
And today I'd like to share with you from three different aspects how Jesus Christ runs through the themes of the entire book of Philemon.
首先，第一方面咧就系在基督里的关系。
First, it is to do with the relationships in Christ.
咁大家如果仲记得嘅话咧。有2次连续嘅腓利门书系列咧，都系有关弟兄姊妹嘅关系，在基督里系点样嘅关系。
If you recall, there were two consecutive sermons in this Philemon series that dealt with the relationship between brothers and sisters in Christ.
第一咧，弟兄姊妹系家人嘅关系。
First, brothers and sisters are family members.
而呢一份喺主嘅里面家人嘅关系咧，系去到永恒嘅。
And this family relationship in the Lord, is eternal.
咁呢个关系咧，系喺主嘅家里面去彼此服侍、彼此付出、彼此相爱嘅一份关系。
And this relationship is a relationship of mutual service, mutual giving, and mutual love within the Lord's family.
第二咧，弟兄姊妹都系亲密同伴嘅关系。
Second, the brothers and sisters are dear companions.
咁当然呢一份同伴嘅关系咧，都系去到永恒嘅。
Needless to say, this companion relationship is also eternal.
弟兄姊妹咧，系为到服侍教会啦，同埋传福音而一同去劳苦。
Brothers and sisters labor together for serving the church and spreading the gospel.
喺属灵战场上，亦都一同并肩作战。
And they fight side by side, on the spiritual battlefield.
而且咧，弟兄姊妹亦都一同彼此去担当，一同背负痛苦，一同互相守望，亦都一同得安慰。
Moreover, they bear one another's burdens, they share each other's pains, and they remain watchful and uphold one another.
咁虽然我哋知道咗弟兄姊妹喺基督里面系亲密嘅屋企人嘅关系啦，亦都系亲密同伴嘅关系。
Although we now know that brothers and sisters in Christ are intimate family and dear companions,
咁但系弟兄姊妹之间嘅关系同在基督里有啲咩关联呢？
but what is the connection between the relationship among brothers and sisters and that of being in Christ?
咁我哋睇一节经文啦。
So let's take a look at it first.
咁我为大家读出《哥林多后书》5章17节：
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
咁呢度话咧，新造嘅人咧系喺基督里面嘅。
Here it says that the new creation is in Christ.
即系话咧，如果我哋系新造嘅人，咁我哋咧可以体会得到同弟兄姊妹嘅之间咧，我哋在基督里既系亲密嘅家人关系，亦都系亲密嘅同伴嘅关系。
That means if we are a new creation, then we can experience being both intimate family members and dear companions with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
咁可能咧，我哋之间嘅关系咧，始终系需要时间去建立嘅。
Although relationships do take time to build up,
但如果我哋都喺教会里面去学习彼此相爱，我哋系可以渐渐体会得到呢啲宝贵嘅关系嘅。
As long as we learn to love one another in the church, over time we can gradually experience these precious relationships in Christ.
咁我就想分享一下我自己啦，喺同弟兄姊妹嘅关系上面嘅学习。
I'd like to share with you my personal experience, what I learned regarding my relationships with brothers and sisters.
咁之前分享过啦，我系喺出嚟社会工作嘅第一年受洗，成为基督徒嘅。
As I've shared with you before, I was baptized in my first year of working full time. When I started work in a society.
咁我当时咧喺浸礼嘅誓言咧，我就同神讲，
And in my baptismal vow, I told God,
我愿意委身俾教会。
I'm willing to commit myself to the church,
爱你赐俾我嘅家，
to love the family you have given me.
爱弟兄姊妹如同自己，
Love my brothers and sisters as myself.
求你改变我对人嘅冷漠，
I ask God you to change my coldness towards others
加添我对于弟兄姊妹嘅爱。
and increase my love for my brothers and sisters.
咁当时呢个就系我喺浸礼里面去同神去许下嘅一个嘅愿望。
So that was one of the wishes I made, my will, my vow before God at my baptism.
咁但系呢一方面咧，其实当时咧，我系唔识得点样去学嘅，
But to be honest, at that time, I had no idea how I could learn this.
因为咧我嘅成长环境啦，就系我大部分嘅亲戚咧都系喺国内嘅，
Because my upbringing was such that almost all my family relatives were in mainland China.
咁所以咧，当我同屋企人啦系喺香港生活啦，而由细到大咧，我嘅屋企人包括我在内咧，都习惯咗一个小家庭。自給自足啦，同埋都唔想麻煩其他人嘅。
And for me and my immediate family, we have been living in Hong Kong since my childhood. So, as this family, we are more used to our small nuclear family being self-sufficient, and we didn't want to trouble others.
咁有啲咩問題咧？我哋都好少揾親人幫手嘅。
So, we rarely sought help from relatives, even when problems arose.
咁對於我嚟講啦，我最多咧就同我同樣都係喺國內嚟到香港嘅嗰位姨，我嘅 auntie，我嘅姨姨啦，就有比較多嘅聯繫。
So for me, the closest connection I had would be with my aunt, who also came to Hong Kong from mainland China.
咁我亦都唔習慣啦，唔識得咧點樣喺一個大家庭裏面去彼此相愛嘅。
So I wasn't used to, nor did I felt, did I feel the need, to, relate to a bigger family.
甚至以前咧，我都系比较内向嘅，
And actually, I was very introverted before.
我唔系好中意咧同其他亲戚咧有好多嘅来往嘅。
I didn't like having much interaction with my relatives.
咁反正我觉得咧，我哋喺国内嘅亲戚都唔系好知道我哋喺香港嘅情况，都同佢哋系唔同嘅。
And I felt at the time, since my relatives in mainland China didn't understand our situation in Hong Kong,
咁我觉得咧，最好其他亲戚咧就唔好管我哋。嘅嘢咁多啦，
so I felt it would be best if they didn't interfere in our lives.
亦都唔好俾我哋咁多唔同嘅意见啦。
And please don't offer different opinions.
咁所以咧喺受洗之后咧，我心里面咧系愿意去爱神所赐俾我嘅家人啦、弟兄姊妹嘅。
So even though after baptism, my heart was willing to learn to love my family, the brothers and sisters God had given me.
但系咧，我旧嘅思维方式咧，亦都让到我喺教会里面咧，喺呢个大家庭里面咧，系啦，唔系好知道其实有时自己嘅位置系点样咧。
But my old way of thinking made it difficult for me to know my place in this big family.
亦都唔系好识得点样爱弟兄姊妹如同自己咧。
And I didn't know how to love my fellow brothers and sisters as myself.
然而咧，只要我哋嘅心咧系愿意敞开去俾神去更新改变啦。
However, as long as our hearts are truly open, to God, for Him to renew and change us,
咁圣经里面嘅说话咧，系我哋可以自己去验证系咪真嘅。
Then we can verify for ourselves whether the words in the Bible are true or not,
定系呢一啲只系一啲口号。
or whether they are just some kind of slogans.
咁而我经历到嘅系咧，只要我生命嘅主权真系唔再紧握喺我自己嘅手里面啦。
But what I experienced was that as long as I truly held no more rein to my own life,
无论我嘅思维方式啦，我嘅行事为人咧，我都知道基督先系我嘅主。
Whether it be my thinking or my behavior, I acknowledge that Christ is truly my Lord.
而我系愿意放低我呢一套旧嘅思维方式，同埋我系习惯点样去行事为人嘅。
And when I'm willing to let go of my old ways of thinking and behaving,
咁神咧真系会喺我嘅生命里面去工作，去让到旧事已过都变成新的了。
then God could truly work in my heart and my life, making the old pass away so that the new may come.
咁但系咧，我系冇可以夸口嘅地方，
But of course, I have nothing to boast about.
因为呢一个系神喺我心里面嘅工作嚟嘅，
Because this is the work of God in my life.
佢亦都会让万事去互相效力，成为美好。
And he causes all things to work together for good.
咁当时咧喺受洗几年之后啦，有一段时间咧，我妈妈嘅身体就唔系咁好。
A few years after my baptism, there was a period of time when my mother's health wasn't that great.
咁嗰段时间咧，我都有啲压力嘅。
And at that time, I was quite stressed.
咁但系咧，藉住嗰段时间啦，我就感受到弟兄姊妹对我嘅关心。
Yeah, it was also through that time that I experienced the care and the concern from my brothers and sisters.
而我经历到咧，系超乎血缘关系嘅爱嚟嘅。
And I experienced that love that transcended blood relations.
等我慢慢体会到咧，喺神嘅家里面咧，互为肢体嘅爱咧系点样嘅。
And I gradually came to understand what that love of being members of one body in the family of God is like.
而心里面咧，亦都明白到，原来神真系将我加入咗呢一个身体啦。
And I understood in my heart that God had truly added me to this body.
咁我分享其中一个片段啦。
So let me just share one small incident.
咁有一次咧，就喺晚上嘅查经组完结之后，
After an evening Bible study group one time,
咁我就同一位姊妹咧一齐坐地铁翻屋企啦。
A sister and I took the MTR home, so like underground railway.
咁呢位姊妹咧就好关心我妈妈嘅情况，
And this sister was very concerned about my mom's condition.
佢希望咧可以去了解多啲我妈妈嘅身体同埋佢当时嘅情绪个情况系点样嘅。
And she really wanted to understand more about the physical condition of my mom and her emotions at that time.
咁原本咧其实已经到咗佢要转地铁嘅嗰个车站噶啦。
So actually, when she arrives at the station at the stop that she's about that she should have gotten off.
咁佢就话咧，佢先唔落车，佢想陪我去到咧我落车嘅嗰个地铁站。
She said that she won't get off at that stop. She would just accompany me till my stop.
咁之后咧就到咗我要落车嘅地铁站啦。
So finally, we got to the station where I'm supposed to get off.
咁我哋就一齐落车啦。
So we got off the subway together.
咁我就谂住咧，可以带呢位姊妹咧，就行去另一层嘅电梯咧，就等佢可以坐翻地铁翻翻去佢转车嘅嗰个车站。
So I thought I'd walk her towards the escalator to the other level, which would take her to the train back to her transfer station.
咁但系咧，呢位姊妹咧就停低脚步，佢咧仲想继续了解多啲我妈妈嘅情况。
But this sister actually stopped, and then she wanted to pursue to understand more about my mom's situation.
佢好似唔想走住喎，
Seems like she didn't even want to go yet.
咁后尾咧，我哋又企喺度咧，就倾咗好一阵啦，又。
So we stood there and talked for a while longer.
咁其实当时咧，我心里面咧系有啲过意唔去嘅，
Actually, I felt a bit bad at that time
因为咧当时咧过咗夜晚嘅11点钟啦。
because it was already past 11 p.m. at that time.
咁对我嚟讲咧，当时我都系20几岁啫，咁咧我又唔系觉得好夜嘅。
Of course, for me, who was only 20 odd years old, it wasn't very late.
咁但系对于呢一位咧，已经系妈妈嘅姊妹咧，其实当时应该对佢嚟讲都系夜噶啦。
But for this sister who was already a mother, it was quite late at night.
咁同埋咧，佢仲要转地铁翻屋企啦，亦都要行一段路先翻到屋企嘅。
Besides, she still had to take transfer train the subway, and then still had to walk some distance before she could reach home.
而且咧，你可以话我当时妈妈嘅情况咧，亦都唔系一啲紧急嘅情况嚟嘅。
Besides, And from my point of view, my mother's situation wasn't urgent then.
咁当时咧系星期五，咁而如果咧星期日翻到教会再倾咧，其实都得嘅。
And I remember it was Friday when we talked, and I was thinking, well, we can still leave it till Sunday and we can chat more about that.
咁但系咧，我感受到呢位姊妹咧关心我同埋我妈妈嘅情况咧，到一个程度咧，佢系唔介意夜唔夜嘅问题。
But I could sense how much this sister is concerned for me and for my mother's situation, that she didn't even mind how late it was at night.
佢为到我妈妈嘅情况咧，就有啲着急。
And she was truly anxious about my mother's situation.
佢亦都好想鼓励我咧，要点样去面对妈妈嘅情况。
And she wanted to encourage me to know how I should face it.
以至到咧，佢唔单止错过咗咧，佢原本要落车嘅车站，佢仲要咁夜咧，都继续企喺呢个地铁站咧去鼓励我。
So much so that she didn't even mind missing her intended stop, but she also was willing to stand in the underground station, railway station, that late at night to encourage me.
当时咧喺呢一位姊妹嘅身上啦，我感受到我遇到嘅问题咧，好似都成为咗佢嘅问题。
And at that moment, I really felt or sensed that my problem also became the sister's problem.
佢都为我感到着急，
And yeah, she really was anxious for me.
而喺佢嘅身上啦，当然亦都唔止系佢嘅身上。我明白到咧，原来爱弟兄姊妹如同自己咧，系点样嘅一回事。
So through her, but not only limited to her, I learned and experienced what it's like to love our brothers and sisters as ourselves.
我体会到咧，原来神真系将我加入咗教会呢个身体，而圣经里面讲话，当一个肢体受苦，其他肢体就一同受苦，对我嚟讲就唔系理论啦。
And through this, I experienced how God had truly added me to this body, the church. And when one member suffers, all the other members suffer with him, with her. And this was no longer just a theory for me.
我系切切实实咁样去经历到呢一份互为肢体嘅爱。
I genuinely experienced what this mutual love as members of one body is like.
所以咧，我慢慢都敞开我自己嘅心，
And gradually, I opened up my heart.
我都愿意向姊妹咧去分享自己嘅软弱同埋困难。
I was willing to share my weaknesses and difficulties with my sisters.
我唔会自己一个去死撑。
And I wouldn't just try to tough it out alone.
当我咧有解决唔到嘅事情嘅时候咧，我都会揾一啲成熟嘅姊妹去帮忙。
And when I encountered problems that I couldn't resolve, I would seek help from more mature sisters and ask for their advice.
你都会请教佢哋嘅建议。
And I would also, ask for
咁同时咧，我亦都学习弟兄姊妹嘅好榜样啦。
At the same time, I learned from the good examples of my brothers and sisters.
可以去学习关心弟兄姊妹遇到嘅问题咧，就好似系我自己遇到嘅问题咁样。
To learn to care about their problems as if they were my own.
唔单止系为对方祷告。
Not just praying for them.
亦都会喺行动上咧，去等候敏感咧，他神带领我可以为对方做啲乜嘢。
But also to learn to wait on God and see how God leads me, to practically help them.
我慢慢咧就体会得到，好似腓利门书里面咁讲，同弟兄姊妹在基督里嘅关系咧，既系亲密嘅家人，亦都系亲密嘅同伴。
And through this, I slowly began to experience being both intimate family members and dear companions with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
咁翻返去腓利门书啦，
So now let us return to the book of Philemon.
当弟兄姊妹喺基督里面，既系亲密嘅家人，亦都系亲密嘅同伴，咁我哋之间应该点样相处呢？
Since brothers and sisters in Christ are both intimate family and dear companions, how should we relate to one another?
咁之前咧，我哋有分享到咧，腓利门咧系一个使人畅快嘅人。
We previously shared how Philemon was a person who refreshed others.
而亚尼西姆咧认识神之后咧，佢亦都经历生命嘅转变。
And after Onesimus came to know God, he experienced a life transformation.
佢亦都成为好似佢嘅名嘅意思一样，系对人有益处嘅人。
And he became, just as his name means, beneficial to others.
咁所以弟兄姊妹系应该点样相处咧？
So, how should we as brothers and sisters relate to one another?
我哋咧都要去学习使人畅快。
We should learn to refresh others.
让心里面有重担嘅人咧，因住同我哋嘅接触咧，而喺心灵里面得到安息。
Allowing those with heavy hearts to find rest in their souls through their contact with us.
我哋亦都要去学习去使人得益处，
We also should learn to be beneficial to other people.
而使人得益处咧，系离唔开我哋嘅生命咧，能唔能够去俾我哋身边嘅人带嚟呢一份畅快嘅？
And to be beneficial to others, it is inseparable from whether our lives can bring refreshment to those around us.
之前都有提過，如果我哋所做嘅唔能夠使人暢快咧，我哋亦都唔能夠使到對方得益處嘅。
As we mentioned before, if what we do does not refresh others, we cannot truly benefit them either.
咁嚟到第二方面啦，第二方面咧就係基督嘅心腸。
Moving to the second aspect, it has to do with the heart of Christ.
我哋都知道咧，點解保羅同埋提摩太咧要寫腓利門書呢一封信俾腓利門咧？
We all know why Paul and Timothy had to write this letter to Philemon.
簡單嚟講咧，就係為咗要促成腓利門同埋亞尼西姆之間嘅和好，係咪？
To put it simply, it was to facilitate reconciliation between Philemon and Onesimus.
咁之前有一次嘅主題咧，我哋見到保羅咧係請求腓利門去接納亞尼西姆，好似腓利門去接納保羅一樣。
In the previous theme we've studied, we saw how Paul asked Philemon to welcome Onesimus just as Philemon would welcome Paul himself.
即系话咧，保罗要求咧，唔单止系腓利门对亚尼西姆既往不咎。
This means that Paul wasn't just asking Philemon to let bygones be bygones.
就好似讲，唉，算啦算啦，我饶恕你啦，你翻嚟咧，你咧就好好做嘢，唔好再令到我亏损啦。
As if he was saying, "Fine, fine, I forgive you. Just come back home and work hard. Don't do anything else to cause me loss again."
嗱，咁样其实都系饶恕啊。
Well, you could say that is also some kind of forgiveness.
咁但系咧，保罗要求腓利门去接纳亚尼西姆如同亲爱嘅弟兄同亲爱嘅同伴。
But here we're saying that Paul was asking Philemon to welcome Onesimus as a dear brother and a dear companion.
咁对腓利门嚟讲咧，系一个好大嘅考验嚟嘅。
This was a very significant test to Philemon.
如果腓利门咧只系想做一个属肉体嘅人啦，咁佢都可以只系表面上去宽恕咗亚尼西姆。
If Philemon had wanted to act according to the flesh, he could have merely forgiven Onesimus outwardly.
但系佢心里面咧系冇接纳亚尼西姆，如同佢接纳保罗一样嘅。
But in his heart, he was not truly welcoming Onesimus as he would welcome Paul.
因此咧，如果腓利门要真正做到蒙神喜悦嘅嗰种接纳咧，佢其实系要追求好似基督咁样嘅慈悲心肠嘅。
Therefore, for Philemon to truly achieve this kind of welcome that pleases God, he must pursue a heart of compassion like Christ.
咁仲記得咧，有一次我哋嘅主題咧係關於愛嘅。
Do you recall that was one of our themes about love?
咁當時咧，Vicky 姊妹都同我哋睇咗一段嘅經文，喺約翰福音嘅15章12節嘅。
And at the time, Vicky led us to read a verse from John chapter 15, verse 12.
咁我為大家讀出啦：你們要彼此相愛，像我愛你們一樣，這就是我的命令。
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
咁呢一个嘅命令咧，系耶稣基督对佢嘅门徒讲嘅。
And this is a command that the Lord Jesus gave his disciples.
主耶稣吩咐佢嘅门徒要彼此相爱，而呢个标准咧，系好似佢爱门徒一样。
The Lord Jesus commands his disciples to love one another, and the standard is as he loved them.
咁我哋作为主耶稣嘅门徒咧，我哋都会愿意遵行主耶稣嘅吩咐嘅。
As disciples of the Lord Jesus, we are all willing to obey the Lord's command.
咁但系彼此相爱嘅命令系咪就靠我哋自己力量就可以做到咧？
But can this command to love one another be fulfilled by our own strength?
另外咧，有一次嘅主题咧，我哋亦都讲到腓利门所行嘅善事咧，系为基督做嘅。
And at another theme, we talked about the good deed Philemon did was for Christ.
我哋见到咧，要做到以善胜恶，唔系出于勉强，而系出于甘心咧。咁我哋咧系需要有基督嘅心肠嘅。
We saw that to overcome evil with good, not grudgingly, reluctantly, but willingly, this requires us to have the heart of Christ.
而神咧系有能力去更新改变我哋嘅内心啦，越嚟越同基督耶稣嘅心肠相似嘅。
And God has the power to renew and change our inner being, making it increasingly conform to the likeness of the heart of Jesus Christ.
所以我哋见到，无论系要做到蒙神喜悦嘅嗰种接纳，
So, whether it's achieving the kind of acceptance that pleases God,
定系实行彼此相爱，
or to practice mutual love.
定系要按神嘅心意去行善，甚至系以善胜恶。
Or to do good according to God's will, or even overcoming evil with good.
我哋都需要有基督嘅心肠。
We all need the hearts of Christ.
咁当然啦，凭住我哋自己嘅力量、意志或者系修养咧，我哋都可以去爱，亦都可以做善事嘅。
Of course, with our own strength, our willpower, or self-cultivation, we can still love and good do good. We can still love and do good deeds.
咁就好似唔认识神嘅人咧，都会识得爱人啦，都会做唔同嘅善事嘅。
Just as unbelievers also know how to love and do various good deeds.
但正如之前嘅讲到啦，如果我哋要去爱我哋觉得唔可爱嘅人咧，
But what if we are instructed to love people who we find unlovable, as we mentioned in previous sermons?
如果我哋要以良善去对待嗰啲对我哋唔好嘅人，甚至系仇敌咧？
What's about treating those who are unkind to us, or even our enemies?
主耶稣吩咐门徒咧，要彼此相爱，而标准咧系好似佢爱门徒一样。
The Lord Jesus commands his disciples to love one another with the standard being as he loved them.
主耶稣亦都教导门徒要以善胜恶，但系咧唔系出于勉强，而系出于甘心。
The Lord Jesus also taught his disciples to overcome evil with good, not reluctantly, but willingly.
呢啲咧都系好高嘅要求嚟嘅。
These are all very high requirements.
但我哋嘅天父咧，就唔系一位严厉而不近人情嘅天父嚟嘅。
But our Heavenly Father is not a harsh, unfeeling Father.
我哋作为天父嘅儿女啦，佢系好希望我哋能够似佢嘅。
As His children, God desires us to be like Him.
天父咧系爱嘅源头，佢亦都系良善嘅源头。
Our Heavenly Father is the source of love, the source of goodness.
佢都知道咧，我哋凭住自己嘅力量啦、修养所能够达到嘅爱同埋良善咧，实在太有限啦。
And he knows full well that the love and goodness we can achieve through our own efforts and cultivation are very limited.
所以咧，天父咧就赐下耶稣基督去成为我哋嘅主。
That's why our Heavenly Father gave us our Lord Jesus Christ.
而点解天父咧会立耶稣基督成为我哋嘅主咧？
And why did our Father establish Jesus Christ as our Lord?
主耶稣咧同我哋一样系人嚟嘅，
The Lord Jesus was human just like us.
但系咧佢一生嘅选择咧都系为咗遵行天父嘅旨意。
But every decision and choice he made in his life was to obey the Father's will.
所以咧，耶和神嘅灵咧系乐意丰丰满满咁住喺佢嘅里面嘅。
And that's why the Spirit of Yahweh, our God, was pleased to dwell in him in all fullness.
因为耶和神嘅灵咧住喺主耶稣嘅里面。
Because the Spirit of Yahweh dwelt in the Lord Jesus.
而主耶稣咧，亦都愿意完完全全去遵行耶和神嘅旨意。
And the Lord Jesus was willing to completely obey Yahweh's will.
咁神嘅灵咧，就可以喺主耶稣嘅里面去做成神想佢做嘅工作啦。
So the Spirit of God was able to accomplish all his work in him.
主耶稣咧，去流露出嚟嘅咧，唔系一个人嘅慈悲心肠。
What the Lord Jesus manifested to us was not merely a heart of human compassion.
而系咧喺耶和神嘅灵嘅感动下咧，佢所流露出嚟系神嘅怜悯啦，同埋慈悲嘅心肠。
But the compassionate heart of God Yahweh, moved by His Spirit.
天父咧赐下耶稣基督去成为我哋嘅主，
Our Heavenly Father gave us Jesus Christ to be our Lord.
只要咧我哋跟随同埋效法基督嘅脚踪。
As long as we follow and imitate the footsteps of Christ,
亦都愿意完完全全嘅去遵行神嘅旨意，
be willing to completely obey God's will.
神嘅灵咧亦都会住喺我哋嘅里面嘅。
God's Spirit will also dwell in us.
咁我哋嘅生命所流露出嚟嘅咧，亦都会系像基督嘅慈悲嘅心肠。
Then, what our lives reveal will also be like the compassionate hearts of Christ.
而当然呢一份慈悲心肠系源自于神耶和神嘅慈悲心肠。
And this compassionate heart originates from the compassionate heart of Yahweh, our God.
神嘅慈悲心肠咧，就唔系好似人嘅心肠咁，系有限嘅。
God's compassionate heart is not like human heart that is limited.
佢呢份嘅怜悯、恩慈、良善、信实咧，系何其嘅广阔嘅。
How vast is his mercy, his kindness, goodness, and faithfulness?
好似诗篇103篇嘅作者咧，系点样去形容神嘅慈爱嘅咧？
Let's take a look at how the psalmist describes God's steadfast love in Psalm 103.
诗人系咁样讲嘅：天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
In Psalm 103, verse 11, For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him.
神嘅呢份怜悯、恩慈、良善、信实咧，系好似天离地咁高。
This mercy, this kindness, goodness, and faithfulness of God are as high as the heavens are above the earth.
而神咧系愿意将佢呢份丰盛嘅性情去分享俾佢嘅儿女。
And God is willing to share this abundant character, these qualities with his children.
所以神所赐俾我哋应许同埋祝福咧，实在系超出我哋所想所求嘅。
That's why I say the promises and blessings God longs to give us are truly beyond what we could ask or imagine.
咁最后咧，一方面我今日想同大家分享嘅第三方面咧，就系以基督嘅心肠嚟到彼此激励。
Finally, the third aspect I would like to share with you today is encouraging one another with the heart of Christ.
咁我哋再次睇腓利门书嘅一节经文，
Let's take a look again at the book of Philemon.
系啦，就系第七节。
In verse 7.
兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰。因众圣徒的心，从你得了畅快。
For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
喺呢一节经文，圣徒嘅心嘅呢个心字咧，喺腓利门书咧系一个几特别嘅字嚟嘅。
In this verse, the words for hearts, the hearts of the saints, is a very special word in Philemon.
而今日我哋所讲基督嘅慈悲心肠咧，就系呢个字啦。
And it's the same word translated as heart or compassion when we talk about the compassionate heart of Christ.
咁之所以保罗话圣徒嘅心肠，
The reason Paul says is the hearts of the saints.
咁即系话咧，每一位圣徒咧都系有神嘅灵去住在佢嘅里头嘅。
Is that every saint it has God's spirit dwelling in them?
咁多多少少咧，佢都应该会流露出呢一份基督嘅慈悲心肠嘅。
So to a greater or lesser extent, they should manifest this compassionate heart of Christ.
只系多少嘅问题。
It's just a matter of degree.
咁有多大嘅程度咧？我哋愿意效法基督嘅生命同脚踪咧，就决定咗我哋有几咁似基督同埋佢嘅心肠啦。
The degree to which we are willing to imitate the life and footsteps of Christ determines how much we resemble Christ and his heart.
如果咧，腓利门能够做一个榜样，去以基督嘅心肠去对待亚尼西姆嘅话。
If Philemon could set an example by treating Onesimus with this heart of Christ,
咁佢嘅呢个决定咧，就可以激发其他嘅圣徒同样去学习呢一份基督嘅心肠。
His decision would then inspire other saints, other believers, to also learn this heart of Christ.
咁所以咧，弟兄姊妹，呢一个都系我哋嘅责任嚟嘅。
So, brothers and sisters, don't you see that this is also our responsibility?
神嘅灵咧，虽然住喺我哋嘅里头，
Even though God's Spirit dwells in us,
一方面咧，我哋自己要信服神嘅灵嘅带领啦。
on one hand, we ourselves must obey the Spirit's leading.
另一方面咧，弟兄姊妹咧都要彼此去激励，
On the other hand, as brothers and sisters, we must encourage one another,
一同去朝住基督嘅心肠去追求。
collectively pursuing the hearts of Christ.
喺主嘅家里面，
In the Lord's family,
我哋咧唔系净系接受弟兄姊妹对我哋嘅爱啦，
we are not only meant to receive the love of our brothers and sisters towards us,
而系好似 Vicky 姊妹喺上一次讲到同大家分享。在彼此相爱嘅事上，要常以为亏欠。
But just as Sister Vicky shared with us in her previous sermon, in this matter of loving one another, we should consider ourselves always in debt that we owe others in love.
我咧都要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去回应神同埋耶稣基督嘅吩咐。
So I myself need to respond to the commands of God and Jesus Christ with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength.
成为弟兄姊妹嘅榜样，
To become an example for my brothers and sisters,
好让我同弟兄姊妹一齐可以彼此激励去效法基督。
so that we may encourage one another to imitate Christ.
咁我哋再睇一节经文啦，
Now let's take a look at another verse.
就喺以弗所书嘅4:2-3。
This passage is in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 3.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 3. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
希望都藉住呢一节经文啦，我哋互相去鼓励。
I hope this verse encourages us.
如果我哋都信服神嘅灵嘅带领，
If we all obey the leading of God's Spirit,
神系可以帮助我哋喺主嘅家里面彼此相爱。
God can help us love one another in the Lord's family.
神都会帮助我哋有呢一份合一，一同朝住基督嘅心肠去追求嘅。
And God would help us have this unity collectively pursuing the heart of Christ.
最后咧，我就都想分享多一个小片段。
So, finally, to conclude, I would like to share with you a small incident with you.
咁过往咧喺香港工作嘅时候咧，有一段时间咧，我嘅工作系好忙碌嘅。
When I was still working in Hong Kong, there was a time when my job was extremely busy.
咁嗰阵时咧，我一直喺教会咧，都系参与星期五晚上嘅查经组嘅。
And at that time, I was consistently part of the Friday Bible study group at church.
咁好多时候咧，就经过一个星期工作嘅忙碌咧，嚟到星期五咧，已经好攰啦。
Well, so often after a busy week at work, by the time Friday came, I was totally exhausted.
咁你哋知唔知道我带住咩嘅心情去翻教会参加查经组嘅咧？
So, do you know with what kind of feeling or attitude I had when I went back to the church for Bible study
咦
group?
，Angela 都拧头喎。
Oh, so Angela was shaking her head, so she wasn't sure.
系啦，佢都系同我同一个查经组嘅。
Because she belonged to the same Bible study group.
系 啦，咁我咧系觉得忙完一个星期嘅工作啦，我终于就可以翻返去我嘅屋企啦。
Well, I felt at the time that after a busy week of work, I could finally come home.
我咧就可以见到我嘅姊妹们啦，我喺主里面嘅家人啊。
I could finally see my sisters in Christ and my family in the Lord's household.
心里面咧就不其然有一份畅快。
So my heart would unexpectedly feel a sense of refreshment.
就好似你哋忙完一个星期嘅工作，好想快啲翻到屋企休息咁样。
It's probably a bit similar to how you feel after a busy week, you finally can go home and take a rest.
所以咧，星期五翻返去教会去参加查经组啦，对我嚟讲咧，我终于咧就可以放低工作嘅忙碌，可以翻返去主嘅家里面有呢份休息啦。
So for me, going back to church on Friday for the Bible study group meant I could finally set aside the busyness of the week and to rest in the home in Christ.
咁喺主嘅家里面啦，可能我嘅生命都唔完全，
In the Lord's family, I know my life may not be perfect.
可能弟兄姊妹嘅生命咧都各自有唔完全嘅地方。
And the lives of my brothers and sisters may also each have their own imperfections.
但系咧，弟兄姊妹都系神所赐俾我宝贵嘅家人同埋亲密嘅同伴。
But my brothers and sisters are all precious family members and dear companions God has given me.
我哋都去学习。信服神嘅灵嘅带领，亦都彼此去激励，一齐去行呢一条天路。
So let us learn to obey the leading of the Spirit and encourage one another to keep walking this heavenly path together.
咁亦都希望藉住今日腓利门书嘅总结，
And I hope that through today's summary or conclusion of Philemon today,
系啦，鼓励大家啦，都要珍惜神去赐俾我哋喺基督里面宝贵嘅家人同埋亲密嘅同伴。
we can encourage one another to cherish the precious family and dear companions God has given us in Christ.
我哋亦都一同去追求基督嘅心肠，去彼此激励。
And to encourage one another to pursue the hearts of Christ together.
咁我分享就去到呢度啦。
So this concludes my short sermon today.
咁我哋可以先有个安静。
So let us be quiet before the Lord.
我哋爱我哋嘅Yahweh 父神。
Our loving Heavenly Father, Yahweh our God.
感谢你去赐下主耶稣基督去成为我哋嘅主。
Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ to be our Lord.
因为可能我哋心里面好愿意去追求你应许俾我哋嘅呢份生命，但系可能穷我哋一生，可能靠我哋自己嘅力量都做唔到。
Because perhaps all of us have this desire to pursue this calling, this life that you long for us. However, left to ourselves, relying on our efforts, we would never be able to achieve that.
但系你就赐下主耶稣去成为我哋即系嘅榜样而只要我哋去效法佢嘅脚踪我哋都能够经历主耶稣佢所经历过嘅路。
But you've granted us Jesus Christ to be our example. So as long as we follow in his footsteps, we will also be able to experience and tread on the path that he's taken.
無論而家我哋喺邊一個嘅階段，願意我哋都真係盡心竭力嘅去回應每一次你去俾我哋你嘅話語。
No matter what spiritual stage we are at right now, may we respond unreservedly, totally to your word.
可能喺我哋面前的確係一條窄路。
Perhaps what lies in front of us indeed is a narrow road.
但係主耶穌佢已經走完呢一條路啦。
But Jesus has completed this journey.
佢而家已經喺父神你嘅身邊而我哋亦都有呢一份盼望。
And Jesus is now at your right side, and we have this hope.
只要我哋都跟隨佢嘅腳蹤去走同一條嘅窄路將來我哋亦都可以再見到主耶穌同埋父神你自己。
As long as we follow this path that Jesus walks on, one day in the future, we will be able to see our Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father yourself.
亦都盼望到時我哋唔係去恐懼戰驚而係我哋能夠作一個忠心去回應嘅門徒，我哋都真係去忠心所回應你所交託透過主耶穌交託俾我哋嘅命令。
We pray that is not with a heart of just trembling, but because we have been found faithful in all that you have entrusted us, we'll be able to see you with clear conscience.
感謝你都透過保羅嘅生命亦都係透過腓利門書去鼓勵我哋。
We thank you through the Apostle Paul's life and through the book of Philemon, you encourage us.
亦都願意我哋都真係去實踐嘅時候，我哋亦都能夠越嚟越明白同體會保羅嘅內心世界。
We just ask that as we implement these in our daily lives, we would understand more and more the hearts of Paul.
求你都去怜悯同继续帮助我哋。
Please have mercy on us and keep helping us.
亦都知道今日系圣餐嘅日子。
And we know that today is the time for communion.
求你都藉住圣餐都再一次去让我哋去记得同你嘅约。
We pray that through the Holy Communion, we will be reminded of this covenant that we made with you.
因为知道我哋同你许下嘅约你系唔会忘记嘅。
Because whatever covenant we have made, what promises we made, you will not forget.
你系真系会俾我哋去经历我哋同你呢份约之间嘅系真系喺我哋嘅生命里面系能够去体验嘅。
And whatever we promise in our covenant is something we should experience in our lives.
感谢你系呢一位守约施慈爱嘅神。
Thank you, your God, who keeps your covenants, who bestows on us your loving kindness.
求你都唔去嫌弃去听我哋嘅祷告。
Yeah, please hear our prayer.
感谢你。
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.